Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. This is divine word tonight. And I want to share with you the divine word tonight. Psalms 44, Psalms 78, and Psalms 91. And I want you to read Psalms 10, divine word tonight, that God will deliver you out of any circumstances you're in. As we get ready to go to the next level, and a divine word come from God. If you got a need, you plant a seed, go to my website, thusseedabrahamyourwebsite.com. Go to my homepage and hit PayPal and make your seed offering quick, fast, and in a hurry. As you do that, there will be a blessing for you. I want to thank you, Bright Star, for your donation. Kim, thank you for your donation. And I want you to get ready. I need three people. Quick, fast, and hurry, go to PayPal. Mary, go to PayPal. Pearl, go to PayPal and do that quick. Mary, show you how to do it. I'm praying for Sister Deborah, who lost her uncle down in North Carolina. I'm praying for her that God will open up a door for her as she go down to utilize him. And there's no sorrow if the heaven cannot heal. We are getting ready to go into the winter season. There's a lot going on, okay? And what's going on today is a breakthrough going on. I told you about a generational curse. And the girl called me from New York and said, it's storming up in New York, up in New Jersey, called me just before I went on the air. And down in Mississippi and down in Arkansas, Louisiana, they had hail last evening was big as a quarter. So the weather all messed up all over the world. And then all the people being killed over in Premier, bombing, indiscriminate. You know, that's generational curses. Them generational curses make things happen, and it happened like it, God make it happen. So I want you to get ready tonight for a divine word with God, a divine talk with God. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I see where you called me, but I was on a long distance call to California. I was praying for a young lady, and she a son that got hit by a car, and I was praying for her. And so much going on that it's so much of wicked stuff going on. This Halloween month, the month where they go to the cemetery and bring all them bad spirits out, and those spirits walk the street. One lady called me and said last night somebody was knocking on her door. And she went to the door and wasn't nobody there. She laid back down, somebody knocked again. And she went to the door, wasn't nobody there. I told her it was a spirit. I told her it was a spirit trying to get in our house. And the night I told her something walk in there, smudge your house. And somebody trying to walk in there tonight. I told her what to do. And somebody trying to walk in there. And these spirits, I'm going to tell you how they operate. These are restless spirits, are bound. So they knock on the door, and they jump in people. So y'all might not see, y'all so in your Christian belief, you don't understand spiritual stuff. See, Halloween is a pagan holiday in the first place. And Halloween now is more popular than Christmas. I've seen people got stuff up for Halloween, everything, you know, but they don't really know it's the changing of the climate. Then the ancestors used to go to the cemetery to bring food and stuff to their loved ones to communicate with the ancestors, okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, Halloween, that we, you know, worship Halloween, and you say, oh, I'm going to get a witch outfit. I'm going to get her vampire outfit. those are the spirits which you're calling. You know, spirits you're calling for that, that's the spirit which come and terrorize and jump in children. You know, the man that lied about Sandy Hook, this man said it all was a hoax. Now they find it out that he lied. He had pictures of me. Then the boy that up in Michigan, Charlotte folks, not in Florida. And they, you know, he shot 27 folks as a mock. He shouldn't, they voted for him to live. Okay? That's what they voted for. So they asked the parents, what you think? Said, well, did nobody get nothing out of it but him? He killed all them folks and he's free. But I never see my daughter no more. I never see my son no more. See, these are the evil things. The boy from Wisconsin that shot them people. He got all free to my self-defense. How you going to be self-defense? You run around with a gun shooting people and the other people ain't got no gun. It's going to show you how the witchcraft have been so taken over. And you have to understand what the witchcraft doing and the witchcraft taking over. And you have to understand that it's happening. So the divine word of God, divine will is man and woman. God will is to give life and give life more abundantly. That's God's word. So a divine word comes from God is law. Yeah, the Supreme Court can't change no law. The divine law, it comes from God. And tonight we're talking about divine law. When you say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's divine law. Mary, if you got the 23rd number, son, press 1 on your phone. I'm going to let her read it. And before she get it, that's divine law. That's what she's talking about, divine law. Divine law comes directly from God. A divine word, you say, I got a divine word. That means that you got a word from God. And the angels, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and the angels keep watch. When Metatron, which is the king angel, Michael, which is the angel that fight all evil, Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. These are angels that put in place for man to understand what's going on. These are the angels that God put in place for things to work. So when God put things in the work, and that's it. So when God called for you, you say, well, what happened? Read your Bible. Stay prayerful. Now, the 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a divine word from God. And God was saying, and what he was saying, you know, yet if I walk through the valley shadow, do I feel no evil? Why you don't feel me? Because the divine will of God is with you. So you can't play with the divine word of God. You have not because you ask not. I don't care what man says, what God said. I don't care what the court said. That don't mean nothing. Because they got to die. Well, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. So when you pray, you connecting up with the divine. When you pray, you connecting up with the divine word of God. Because God never come back void. If you pray and God give you something, that's what it is. You might not want to accept it. You know, a lady said she's breaking up with her husband. She said, I don't know if God want me to do this. You know, I mean, he beating your tail. You ought to want to. God ain't got to tell you. Come and tell you to get away from this man. And one lady would tell me, her husband drank. He get out and work. He drank all day, drank all night, and he argued all day. And I told her, well, you shouldn't have to pray for God for you to have common sense. Sometimes you have to break away from things. Sometimes this lady, children, and I know this lady, children went to court and said she was dementia, got a house and sold it, and moved her up to Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. Well, one of the daughters was a sheriff, worked for the sheriff department. They took the woman out and said she had dementia. Okay. That's going to show you how evil things work. These young folks, all they want is some money. They don't care how they get it. Because they murder you or whatever. The murdering spirit is out there. But I'm talking about the divine word tonight. And the divine word I want to give you tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, I want to have Mary to read that all the way from Detroit in a few minutes. But I want you to get it in your spirit, a divine will and a divine word of God. And I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa and Joe. You need to call me. I'm going to call you. But I want to tell you, a young lady called me from Las Vegas. She said, I made it to Las Vegas. I said, all is well. But she called me and said, I made it to Las Vegas. I was hard for me to get there, but I'm there. And I'm just feeling some kind of way. I'm praying tonight that everything will work out for you. But, Jerry, I want you to see quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm going to call you. And I was looking for you to be on the air. But God can open up. It's a financial door for open up for you. And it's a blessing to open up for many of you that listen tonight and you that download. Saint Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. And all the other stuff God will give you. But the divine word tonight is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I'm going to have Sister Hawking to read that. Okay, Mary, you can read that.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. That was me, read the 23rd number song. And the divine word from God is that God will protect you and keep you in a divine way, whatever you're going through tonight. I just want to say that. And the watchmen, let me say that again, the watchmen that watch over everything will keep you in a divine way. It is important for you to understand that God has ordained the prophet to see about you. God has ordained the prophets to make sure that you get what you need, okay? God has already did that. If God has already prophesied that for your breakthrough, you got to get ready to claim your breakthrough and what God going to do for you tonight. It's a divine word, and that divine word that God going to do it for you. When God opened that door for you, you get ready and you don't let nobody block you from what God going to do for you. See, some of you don't know that God going to do for you and God going to give you something. And when God give you something, it's going to be just what it is. The devil can't take what God can give you. Okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, the divine word is the Lord is my shepherd. That's personal for you to take with you, that people know that you serve a God that will take care of you right now. And when you understand that, God opened up the door for you, and God's going to do it quick, fast, and somebody else say, in a hurry. And when God do it for you, can't nobody take it from you. So the girl was telling me that, Bishop, if a lot's going on in my life, I'm stressed out. And my thing is, the widow woman didn't have no more food to eat, but she didn't get stressed out because she trusts where? She trusts in God. And what you have to do, trust, put all your trust in God. And once you put your trust in God, everything going to be in divine order. It's important to understand that the floods and the storms. The band called me up in New York. There was a storm real bad tonight. And it pulled the snow in Minnesota tonight. They said it had a little light snow. and the weather all messed up, okay? But it ain't your call. God will do what he do when he want to do it, okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, get your act together. What you want God to do for you, he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God do it for you, you don't back away from it, okay? God will do something good for you. I want to thank Sister Bernice King, that wouldn't sell her daddy, Bible, and Nobel Peace Prize. And Dexter and Martin Jr. want to sell it. But you can't sell something that ain't given to you. God gave it that with that. But the watchman, this is what I want to say tonight. I want to say a divine word. Put down divine word. Put down the watchman and put down the book of Enoch. E-N-O-C-H, the book of Enoch. They would even put it in the King James Version. It was so heavy. It had so much of truth in it. They wouldn't even, they kept that out. The lost books of the Bible. See, the seven lost books. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about the seven lost books that you can't find in King James Version. You can't find it. Okay. But now this is what happened. You see, this what happened, and you got to understand what's going on. You got to understand what happened. This what happened with Noah's great-granddaddy, Enoch, told Noah about the flood coming because God had talked to him. See, God made Enoch judge the angels. They called the angels the children of heaven, but they had messed up. See, now if God judged them, what do you think God gonna do for us? He's gonna judge us. Okay, okay, okay. What you said? God gonna judge us. The angels came down, and the angels went with humans. Okay, and for they, it was 200 of them, fallen angels. They didn't obey God. If the angels got to obey God, me and you got to obey God, the divine word is God is the law. And whatever you're doing, you pray and you ask God for the deliverance. And God will give you the deliverance. God will give you the deliverance. Ask God to give you the deliverance. He'll give it to you quick, fast. Somebody say quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't forget, if you got a need, I want you to plant that seed quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to do it because I see a breakthrough for them that do it. Some things were tied up. I see where we're in a depression, not know that we're in depression, whether you know it or not. Some of you don't know it. We're in a depression. That's what we are. A lot of people don't know that we're in a depression. We're in a depression, whether you know it or not. Okay? Now, this is the book of the Watchman. Chapter 1 to 36, the book of Enoch. And you need to listen because you'll learn something.
Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come.
What they showed Enoch.
Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4.
When you're busy dealing with groceries, you can miss a few things. See, you did that, didn't you? With Walmart Plus and Home, an associate delivers and puts away your groceries, whether you're home or not. No tips, no markups, no worries.
Thinking about buying a home? The Next Horizon Mortgage from First Merchants could help your dream become a reality. The Next Horizon program offers up to a $7,500 down payment assistance grant, so many buyers may enjoy a low or even no down payment. Next Horizon is a great option for first-time buyers. Home ownership isn't out of reach. First Merchants Next Horizon Mortgage could help you open that door. First Merchants Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation. And on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace. And they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom. And they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble. And they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders. Semiazaz, their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Maros, Batarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, John Jael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives. Each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Shemjazza taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Barakiel the signs of the earth, Shamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel
course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Samjaza, to whom thou hast given authority, to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood
all
and unrighteousness. And now the
whole will of God.
Souls of those who
don't call me when you have been sinned. I'm outside.
And their lamentations
the coconut stuff that I'm doing right now.
Because of the lawless deeds which are wrought upon the earth.
Now,
thou knowest all things before they come to pass. And thou seest
divine word, and thou divine word is,
and thou dost not say to us what we ought to do to them in regard to thee.
Psalm 93, Psalm 78. Mm-hmm. When you do that, God's going to give you a divine blessing. So you receive divine. This is the book of Enoch. And the reason I want to say that, this is what God told Enoch, the angel had missed, and it's the divine law. It's the divine law now. And our ancestors come to bring the truth. Okay? And this is the book of Enoch. You can find it in King James Version. This is, they didn't put this in King James Version, but this is the real thing of what happened when Noah came. And they had the flood.
I reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the
seed.
And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness,
into the
and
pit,
an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have. And no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, go, bind Samjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women so as to have defiled themselves. tongues have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones. Bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation. Till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. Cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth, and all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation. And chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth, over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision of Enoch, his intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12.
No matter who you are, being yourself can be tough when you have severe asthma. Triggers can pop up out of nowhere, causing inflammation that can lead to asthma attacks. But no matter what type of severe asthma you have, Tezspire can help. Tezspire is an add-on treatment for people 12 and over that proactively reduces inflammation, which means you could have fewer attacks, breathe better, and relieve your asthma symptoms. So you can be you, whoever you are. Tezspire is not a rescue medication. Don't take Tezspire if you're allergic to it. Allergic reactions like rash or an eye allergy can happen. Don't stop your asthma treatments unless your doctor tells you to. Tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection or your asthma worsens. Sore throat, joint, and back pain may occur. Avoid live vaccines. By helping control your asthma, Tezspire can help you be you. No matter who you are, ask your asthma specialist about Tezspire today.
Just put it in the back.
Thank you.
slideshow.
Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages, and lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall he not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard.
Now, they asked Enoch to go before God because they couldn't, the angel couldn't go before God. And because they have gave the secrets away, they didn't pose a giveaway.
To their spirits and their deeds individually and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesar, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And a vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars and the lightnings sped and hastened me, and the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire, and it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. The walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire.
Now, what he was talking about, this is what he was saying. He was saying what was going, what God had showed him in a dream, because the angels were disruptive, and the angels wanted some closure. Okay, this was the angel wanted Enoch to God and talk to God. When Enoch went, God told him, no judgment for them. They messed up. A divine law, the divine word. If God chastises his angels, what about me and you? What about us?
Not yet. Linda. I'm looking for a Linda. You know, with landing trees.
The Parables from the Book of Enoch, chapters 37 through 71. Chapter 37. The second vision which he saw, the vision of wisdom, which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, saw. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I lifted up my voice to speak, and say to those which dwell on earth, hear, ye men of old time, and see, ye that come after, the words of the Holy One, which I will speak before the Lord of spirits. It were better to declare them only to the men of old time, but even from those that come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Till the present day, such wisdom has never been given by the Lord of spirits as I have received according to my insight, according to the good pleasure of the Lord of spirits, by whom the lot of eternal life has been given to me. Now, three parables were imparted to me, and I lifted up my voice and recounted them to those that dwell on the earth. The Coming Judgment of the Wicked. Chapter 38. The First Parable. When the congregation of the righteous shall appear, and sinners shall be judged for their sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth, and when the righteous one shall appear before the eyes of the righteous, whose elect works hang upon the Lord of spirits, and light shall appear to the righteous and the elect who dwell on the earth. Where then will be the dwelling of the sinners, and where the resting place of those who have denied the Lord of spirits? It had been good for them if they had not been born. When the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed, and the sinners judged, and the godless driven from the presence of the righteous and elect, from that time those that possess the earth shall no longer be powerful and exalted, and they shall not be able to behold the face of the holy, for the Lord of spirits has caused his light to appear on the face of the holy, righteous, and elect. Then shall the kings and the mighty perish, and be given into the hands of the righteous and holy. And thenceforward none shall seek for themselves mercy from the Lord of spirits, for their life is at an end. The abode of the righteous and of the elect one. The praises of the blessed. Chapter 39. And it shall come to pass in those days that elect and holy children will descend from the high heaven, and their seed will become one with the children of men. And in those days Enoch received books of zeal and wrath, and books of disquiet and expulsion. And mercy shall not be accorded to them, saith the Lord of spirits. And in those days a whirlwind carried me off from the earth, and set me down at the end of the heavens. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling places of the holy, and the resting places of the righteous. Here mine eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous angels, and their resting places with the holy. And they petitioned and interceded and prayed for the children of men, and righteousness flowed before them as water, and mercy like dew upon the earth. Thus it is amongst them for ever and ever. And in that place mine eyes saw the elect one of righteousness and of faith. And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of the Lord of spirits. And righteousness shall prevail in his days. And the righteous and elect shall be without number before him for ever and ever. And all the righteous and elect before him shall be strong as fiery lights, and their mouth shall be full of blessing, and their lips extol the name of the Lord of spirits, and righteousness shall never fail, and uprightness shall never fail before him. There I wish to dwell, and my spirit longed for that dwelling place, and there hitherto hath been my portion, for so it hath been established concerning me before the Lord of spirits. In those days I praised and extolled the name of the Lord of spirits with blessings and praises, because he hath destined me for blessing and glory according to the good pleasure of the Lord of spirits. For a long time my eyes regarded that place, and I blessed him and praised him, saying, blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forevermore. And before him there is no ceasing. He knows before the world was created what is forever, and what will be from generation unto generation. Those who sleep not, bless thee. They stand before thy glory and bless, praise, and extol, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of spirits. He filleth the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw all those who sleep not. They stand before him and bless and say, blessed be thou, and blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. And my face was changed, for I could no longer behold. The Four Archangels, Chapter 40. And after that I saw thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning who stood before the Lord of Spirits. And on the four sides of the Lord of Spirits I saw four presences different from those that sleep not. And I learned their names. For the angel that went with me made known to me their names and showed me all the hidden things. And I heard the voices of those four presences as they uttered praises before the Lord of Glory. The first voice blesses the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. And the second voice I heard blessing the elect one, and the elect ones who hang upon the Lord of Spirits. And the third voice I heard pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth and supplicate in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satans and forbidding them to come before the Lord of Spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth. After that I asked the angel of peace who went with me, who showed me everything that is hidden, who are these four presences which I have seen, and the words I have heard and written down? And he said to me, the first is Michael, the merciful and long-suffering, and the second, who is set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men, is Raphael, and the third, who is set over all the powers, is Gabriel, and the fourth, who is set over the repentance unto hope of those who inherit eternal life, is named Phanuel. And these are the four angels of the Lord of Spirits,